All right, let's bring in our next guest again. I am excited to talk with Carla Walsh, the lovely,
talented
Carla Walsh. She has healthfulbitesblog.com. Carla, it's been a while since I've seen you last, but how are you doing?
I know, long time no talk. How are
long
you
Long time. It's been a long time. How are you adapting from Iowa to New York City?
I am doing well. I'm loving it.
How is the food treating
How's
you?
Pam?
Awesome.
Is she nice to you? Is everybody being nice there? Because
you know, if she's not, now we have her number.
Now,
of course. Now, everybody's so nice. It's like a dream job.
This was your first time up in New York City during the Jewish high holidays. Did you partake in any Rosh Hashanah or any Yom Kippur ceremonies?
I'm sorry to say that I didn't.
Oh, man. We got to fix that. Lee, let's get her set up with my dad.
That'll be good. That'll get her an invite to Jersey.
We're going to have to get that taken care of for next year. That doesn't happen again.
Now, Pam said that if you don't run the New York Marathon, you're going to be fired.
Yeah,
how's that going over in the staff?
Well, the funny thing is that I think I kind of might have volunteered myself to run a half marathon.
Did you?
Which is, like, totally out of my personality. Like, I'm into anything. I'm not the no sweater. I'm into sweating and working hard, but I just am not a big runner. So this would be a challenge for me.
Are you actually going to do 13?
No, she's committed now. She's on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you doing half the New York Marathon?
I think I'm going to do the fitness half marathon.
Oh, see, fitness has their own half marathon.
Oh, wait, when is that?
It's in April.
Oh, I'm coming up there to do it.
Yes.
I'm coming up there to do that.
What day?
No, I'm going to do
that.
Oh, I don't have the exact date on me, but it's mid-April.
Uh-huh. Put me down. Carla, me and you, I'm doing it. I'm up there.
Yes, let's do it.
Yep. That's it, Lee.
Well, I've been reading your blog. You have a lot of exciting things happening, a lot of contests, and you're doing a lot of wacky stuff. How's the blog working for you?
It's great when I have time to do it.
Are you losing time there in New York City? I know that time goes by quicker there than it does in Iowa.
Oh, have you found that? Like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Everything just seems to take a little bit longer, like if it's getting place to place or something like that. So I just don't have a ton of time to do everything that I would love to do and still sleep, which is important to me.
Have you been checking out the pizza places like Dr. Fitness and the fact I told you to check out and make sure that when we get up there, you can steer us to the right pizza place?
I've tried out a few, and my sisters are coming into town this weekend, so we might be able to test out some more then and
keep
you posted about what we find.
Okay. Well, I know that you've been checking out some new interesting classes.
Yes.
What's going on? What do you have for us? What's out there that we need that, well, maybe the fat guy needs to do? I'm not a big class guy, but the fat guy is.
I don't like people. I would never do a group class.
Well, he says that, but he really likes people. Don't listen to him, Carla.
Well, one of the group classes that I recently took was sort of group and individual. It was a boxing class, but you split up into like one or two people per trainer. And so you kind of did little, like, boxing sessions with them.
Really?
Or boxed on, like, the body bag, or did even some, like, intense, like, calisthenics and moves like you see on The Biggest Loser, like flipping big tires and big bags and stuff like that. So you're not, like, right next to people. So maybe that would be a good one for you, Lee.
Do you do anything like where you say, hit me, you know, like, duck, and like, hit me, duck, and you're, like, you know, constantly doing stuff like that?
You're moving like she can see you.
Yeah, like you're ducking around. I'm moving my head around here on the radio. I know it doesn't translate well.
I do the same thing. But, yeah, you do, like, the ducking the punches and then throwing the punches. And we actually did it with, like, the real boxing gloves on, which I've never really done before. Like, I usually just do a kickboxing class.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, you wouldn't think that would make that much of a difference, but it definitely adds, like, weight that you can feel on your shoulders and your biceps the next day.
Do they have you chasing chickens?
No, I've never chased.
Really? You should watch Rocky One. Rocky One. There's a chicken.
When you're throwing punches, go ain't so bad, ain't so bad. Just keep yelling that. Right. That also is a good little. Trick.
And then say Adrian.
Yo,
Adrian. Adrian.
Cut me.
I am so bad that like the only thing that I know about Rocky is the stairs and the drinking of the eggs.
Yes,
and the greatest.
That's his favorite part.
The greatest one. The greatest movies ever created on American cinema. Rocky. The first Rocky.
And Rambo 3.
So right? Boxing classes, that would be something I'd be interested in. I'd like that.
I'm surprised you haven't dabbled there.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see myself. I like hitting.
You like hitting people.
I like hitting people.
All right, so what else you got?
Okay, so I went to a spinning class. This was a few weeks ago, where the bikes move, and I thought that this was something that was fun and different because it's like you're outside, but you're inside, and you get to do like the traditional spinning bike thing of like clipping in your pedals.
Oh yeah,
and
right.
Everything like that, and like the stand up, sit down, all that jazz.
Uh-huh. But,
and you have all the music and the crowd support and everything like that. But you're turning, and you really have to like activate your core to move the bike to the side that you want it to be on. And so that's definitely a different spin on spinning, if you will.
Do they do it like also with your class where they all of a sudden turn on the fans, make it like really windy, and then like and then like make it really cold and
right.
then really hot and
or,
like
or
rainy
the,
and
then
stuff
the trainer
that.
Has you do a little blood doping periodically.
Yeah, a little blood doping.
Little
every
transfusion.
Now and transfusions going on.
That's good.
You kind of elbow the people on the other
yeah.
side of you. And
right.
jostle for position.
right. That sounds like a lot of fun. How long did that class last?
That one, I think, was 45 minutes, and then the boxing one was an hour and a half.
An hour and a half. Man,
that's
good. A workout.
So spinning in that. Wow, that sounds pretty cool. And which places are these, like, chain places, or is this, like, you know, you found
it,
these?
It was one of them Crunch, because they always do something wacky.
No, neither of them were at Crunch. The boxing one was actually just at, like, a small little, like, a boxing gym that I think Tyra Banks had trained at in the past or was connected with. But you can find those pretty much anywhere. And then the moving bikes are called Real Rider bikes,
uh-huh.
and they're found across the country. You can just go to realrider.com and find a studio that's hopefully pretty close to you.
Now, Carl, have you found any celebrities in any of these workout things that you've been doing, any of the classes you've gone to? Have you ran into anybody that's like, oh, that guy's famous, or that person?
Not in the classes themselves, no.
No.
But I've heard, like, they're always like, oh, so-and-so has taken this class.
Yeah, they always say that, though.
Such and such, yeah.
So you haven't run into Artie Lang at any of these classes?
She doesn't know who Artie Lang is.
No, I haven't.
She
do you think I would find him at a gym?
He
works out.
Anyway, any other classes? Anything else that you have?
Well, besides classes, like, we're always trying out different, like, clothes and DVDs
oh,
and
yeah.
stuff. And one of the recent things that I really liked that I tried out that was kind of unique was called a Hoodie Buddy. And it's like a zip-up, like, hoodie, but instead of, like, just regular drawstrings, it has earbuds in the ends of the drawstrings of the hood part.
Hoodie Buddy.
Yeah, so you can just, like, plug in the ends of the drawstrings into your ears, and then you plug in your iPod or your MP3 player in the pocket part of the hoodie, and you don't need any earbuds.
Wow, you like that?
Oh, I do like that. I do like that.
Do you wear hoodies?
No, but I constantly have strings bouncing up and down in front of my face, and I have, you know, I have to tuck it in my hat and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, that sounds like great. Wow, cool.
Where do you get that?
You can go to hoodiebuddy.com, and they're actually pretty affordable. Like, for what you get, they're $44 to $48, and they even have a Betty White edition if you're into that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Very good. Well, listen, always a pleasure, Carla. Thanks so much for giving us some great information. We love having you on the show, as always. And the blog, again, is healthfulbitesblog.com, correct?
Yes. Great to be here. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, listen, next week I'm going to see you up in New York.
Exactly.
We're on. Wait. You and I.
You don't hide from him. Don't hide from him.
We'll be in touch.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Take care. Have a great day. Make sure you check out Carla Walsh, HealthfulBitesBlog.com, and when you're online, also check out DrFitnessFatGuy.com.